Mike Lawson here with Steve Broadcast with continued coverage of the Underground Virtual Collision. And in this clip, we have Advantage Analytics' very own Shazia Manas talking about business intelligence, really breaking down business intelligence and just how to use data in a smarter way, especially during these uncertain times. So check it out.
It's such an honor and privilege to be here participating in 2020 Underground Virtual Collision. Here's how I'm going to kick off the keynote. When historians look back on 2020, I believe they will observe shocking disruption in our society's evolutionary patterns. Think about it. Lessons which would have taken decades to discover and learn happened overnight. Acceptance of new ways of thinking accelerated like never seen before. And as consumers, we tried on new ways of doing things or living our lives, sometimes willingly, sometimes not so much. And at times, some of these experiences we have come to enjoy as well. As a society and culture, we have recognized one notion that knowledge is power. And when humans are equipped with the truth, whether stumbled on our own or with increased help of computers and machines, we truly can bring forth transformative change. But the reality is knowledge and truth is always rooted in data, and more precisely said, the insights that can be harnessed from data through power of analytics. Throughout COVID-19 journey, one thing we have seen, whether it's impending recession or societal cries for racial equality and justice, the influence and the impact of data has been so strong. Sometimes in good ways we have seen it unfolded, sometimes not so much. Take for example, the data from the contact tracing has been instrumental and valuable in helping to slow the spread of the virus. At the same time, we have also seen bogus contact tracing applications been used to steal personal data from consumers. Another example, exponential technology like quantum and parallel processing and data-driven algorithmic equations been used to study this deadly virus in near real time, the mutation patterns, so the researchers can develop vaccines and cure this disease through therapeutic treatment. The same exponential technology, when used, has proven to be quite ill-suited for certain soft tasks, certain human tasks, such as algorithmic criminology or judicial settings like sentencing, prison, or parole. Within the financial services sector, we have seen data applications where we've used data to truly develop personalized relief program to help those consumers and members in distress. At the same time, the same data has been used by our counterparts, big banks, to deny struggling businesses and consumers from PPP and loans. So in essence, while there's been so many use cases, concrete ones, good and bad, we have also uncovered many scenarios where we have said to ourselves, wow, it would have been nice to know that data or that information in near real time. In my opinion, lack of data continues to be the leading handicap for pandemic response as well as societal confrontations against racial injustice and equality. Take, for example, the ventilators. In spite of this modern day and age where we have so many cloud native data tools widely democratized and access and have access to it, in spite of that, we did not have a national database for ventilators. If only that data was unified and available in near real time, we could have deployed these assets to the areas it needed the most and save lives. Data could also be extremely important and vital, help mitigate some of the ripple effects of police misconduct in the US. While FBI has made progress in setting up national database, only less than 50% of our nation's police agencies are able to participate in providing information. These are just a few examples which only proves the point that application, awareness, and appreciation for data-driven insights and activation will continue to mature and enter the mainstream lives of ours, whether it's society's front, whether it's from business front, or whether it's our consumer day-to-day living front of things. And as we all come out of this global pandemic recession collectively through this, our struggle will continue to use creativity and ingenuity to find more applications of data-driven insights to make prudent, impactful decisions.
Thank you very much for that information, Shazia, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Virtual Collision here on CU Broadcast.